Well, good afternoon, everyone. Can I welcome you to the local review body? The order of business is as on the order paper, and I should have taken apologies for absence.
Chair, apologies from Councillor Baird, Councillor Milligan and Councillor Munro.
Okay, that then takes us on to declarations of interest. Any members got any declarations of interest? You can announce them now or wait until the specific item. Councillor Cassidy.
Yeah, I've bought fuel at Sainsbury's in the past, I don't know if...
Can I ask on any councillors that have got any valid declarations of interest? Right, noted. I think we've probably all bought fuel there over the years, Councillor Cassidy. Anyway, okay, that then takes us on to the minutes of the previous meeting, which was held on the 14th of January. For noting, that agreed. Okay, thank you very much. That then takes us on to public reports, all of which were site visits this morning. Now, I'm aware that the applicant that's requested a hearing on 5.1 isn't here as yet. Would you agree that we leave that to the end of the public reports and take the other two first, given those ones are to be heard by written determination? Is that agreed? Okay, that then takes us on to 5.2, which is lands at Sainsbury's Alone Head, pages 21 to 82. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application to amend a condition attached to a grant of planning permission. The condition required the planting of a landscaping screen to soften the effect of the erection of a new fence and to replace trees that have been removed as part of the construction process for the fence. The applicant is seeking to remove the requirement to plant this screening. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 12th of November 2018. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body did carry out a site visit this morning. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions, and following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Okay, thanks very much. Subject of our visit this morning. Anybody want to start off the conversation? Councillor Curran.
Thanks, Chair. I'm correct in saying that the applicant believes that there'd be some loss of pedestrian access along that area, but I think it probably is used by pedestrians in the absence of any sort of scientific evidence. Probably my opinion would be that I'd like to see some softening of that. What form that takes, I'm happy to listen to options, but maybe some dressing along the bottom of the fence and stuff. I'm not sure what others think.
Peter, the condition was for what? It was to put... What, dig up the tarmac, was it? No, seriously, I'm trying to work this one out.
I suppose the issue here is that if there was compliance to the condition, we wouldn't have maybe got into a situation where you'd have to retrospectively dig up the tarmac. It would have been done as part of the construction process, as putting the fence in. Of course, because they've gone ahead, put the fence in without doing any landscaping, you're now left in that situation where you have that hard surface, which makes it more complicated. Yeah, but the rationale behind the condition is that you've got quite a large fence. It's probably not the most attractive piece of fencing. And the idea was almost acknowledging that maybe Sainsbury's need that to keep that sort of area safe and secure. So there was recognition of that. But just if there was a way in which it could be softened, or it would just visually look nicer. The obvious thing often is landscaping, plant a hedge in front of it. That would soften it up. Possibly could consider alternative painting green, maybe, as one other option. But,
does that answer, Councillor Curran? Does that answer your... Yeah. Right, Councillor Cassidy.
Thank you, Chair. I think we can round that area. Generally, the degeneration of the borders that are already there, they don't make for softening it, they make for making the place look a bit untidy, if I'm honest. And I think I'd agree with Peter. I think maybe a softening with paint, or, you know, to blend in with the existing building, something like that would be an acceptable development.
Muirhead.
To be honest with you, I'm surprised that Sainsbury's have allowed that to be like that, because I don't think it gives a particularly good image for the shop. To have no finished it properly, because, you know, as I said when we were up there, maybe a bit of skirting along the bottom, maybe some feature along the top even, to try and soften it. It frankly doesn't look finished. It doesn't look too bad where it's on the wall at the right-hand side as you're looking at it. It looks reasonable there when it's sitting on top of the wall, but the rest of it looks like it's a temporary structure, and no something that I would have expected a company that size to have put in place. I think we should be pressing for, you know, to get something to soften it. And what was in my mind was if it was a case of no wanting to dig up the thing, could they put maybe raised beds along the front of it? You know, just wooden sleeper kind of planters right along the front, and then had stuff growing up it. It might be a suitable solution that isn't too permanent if they wanted to make changes at some point in the future. It's just a thought.
Councillor Smale.
Councillor Muirhead's thoughts are pretty much mine exactly. Something has to happen. The current picket fence does detract from the character of the area. What the exact solution is, I think we might be prepared as a group to be a little flexible on, but as it stands, it is an eyesore.
Okay, can we then, if we were to say that we're going to dismiss the appeal, but find a commonality with Sainsbury's and the planning department to get some softening off that particular fence. Is that enough for the planners to go on?
Yes, Chair. All I would ask is whether your preference is to the planter option or paint it or both. But if it's planters, we can simply say, look, you've still got to do a landscaping scheme, but you don't need to dig out the tarmac. You could put planters in, and that could be your landscaping scheme. So we could. That's quite easy to achieve, Chair. We could go down that route. But if there were members wanted it painted or other alterations, just to let me know, and we can work it out.
Councillor Alexander and then Councillor Douglas.
I think that if we were to put planting boxes along the bottom where it might look prettier, I think it might lead to people tripping over them, just a safety point of view. So my preference would be to soften it by painting and finishing it, make it look finished.
Douglas.
Okay, I actually think they should just paint it the same colour as the building, grey, not green or any other colour, just to look like an extension, and then to grow things up it. I think that would work if you're bringing both the things together, to be honest. But as long as obviously it's tendered, because it's clear from the rest of the car park that the other areas are not. You know, sorry, you've got a danger of putting in plants, etc., and then it's not looked after.
Right. Okay. Are we quite happy then to, as I say, dismiss the appeal and go back to them insisting that the fence is painted to fit, to blend in with the grey extension that's already there, and some form of planting is placed along there to just soften it as well. Is that, can we find a form of words that does that? Or should I say, is everybody coming to that conclusion that that would be a way forward?
Yeah, Chair. I mean, the procedural correct thing to do is, as you say, dismiss the review. But as part of the decision notice, I'll document for Sainsbury's that the local review body's considerations felt that through painting and the use of planters, it could soften it to a point that they wouldn't need to actually physically dig up the tarmac to put a landscaping scheme in. So if that's the decision, Chair, I can make that happen through the decision notice process.
Can we go with that? Okay. Right, thanks very much indeed. That then takes us on to Auchendinny, number 39 the Bray, and again, subject of a visit. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of a dwelling house on land at number 39 The Bray, Auchendinny. The plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 23rd of October 2018. Copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. Site visit was carried out this morning. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions, and following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Okay, again, members, how do you feel? Peter, sorry, Councillor Smale.
Yes, it's clearly an advantage to doing something with this site, which is currently, back to my word, eyesore in terms of Auchendinny. I agree, however, very much with the planning officers that the detailing is not really compatible with the surrounding houses. And again, in rejecting the application as it stands, I think we should go back and ask for the same size of house. Okay, it's got a slightly small garden, but with more traditional dormers and a more symmetrical formation of the windows.
Yep, how do people feel about that? Yeah. So dismiss the appeal, go back to them and let them know the reasons why that was dismissed, and hopefully they can come back with something else. Okay?
All right. Yeah, Chair, that can be the decision. That's fine. So just to be clear, the LRB's happy with the principle of a dwelling house on the site as long as the design is sympathetic to the to its setting. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. That then takes us back to 5.1, which is the was going to be the subject of a hearing, although the person hasn't turned up. So we'll just deal with it now. Peter.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the formation of a driveway and the erection of retaining walls at 36 Cowden Crescent, Dalkeith. A plan application for the proposed development was refused on the 6th of November 2018. A copy of the decision notice, along with the officer's report and the applicant's review statement, are in your papers. You carried out a site visit this morning. The review is to proceed by way of a hearing, and will comprise hearing or representation from the planning officer. However, as the chair has said, the applicant has not attended, so we'll carry on with the hearing, but just in their absence. Once you've heard oral representations from the officers, you are in a position to ask questions if you wish to do so before making a determination. Following your consideration, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available in the electronic case file.